This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. In the life of God's Apostle Paul, his compass always pointed up. Jailed for his faith in Jesus and his prison house experience, while chained to people for whom Christ died, Paul shared this insight into God's purpose for every believer's life. He said in Philippians 1, verse 21, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is more of Christ." Why are we here? What is God's purpose for every believer's life? Genesis chapter 1, 26 to 28. It's to obey the one who created us. Exodus chapter 9 and verse 16. To proclaim God's power throughout the entire earth. Joshua 1, 7 and 8. To be strong and very courageous and meditate on God's book. Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14. To fear God and take God seriously and keep his commandments. Isaiah 43 and verse 7. To recognize you're created for God's glory. You are called by his name. Micah 6 and verse 8. What does the Lord require but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with our God? To do, to love, to walk with God. What is God's purpose for our lives? John 3:16, to receive Christ as personal Savior. John 15:16, to do the appointed tasks. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, to be sanctuary saints, to be temples of the living God. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, to be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might, to put on the armor of God. Hey, God wants us to resemble the character qualities of Christ, to be transformed, not conformed. God wants us to know Jesus like Jesus knows us. What does God want in our lives? He wants us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lead not into our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him so that he will direct our paths. We must rest the entire weight of our life on God and respect God always. A battleship was on exercise at sea in bad weather. The captain was on the bridge. It was foggy and just after dark. The lookout spotted a light on the starboard side. The captain asked if it was steady or moving. The lookout replied the light was steady, meaning they were on a direct collision course with that ship. The captain ordered the lookout to signal the other ship. Change course 20 degrees. We are on collision course. The signal came back. Advisable for you to change course. The captain signaled, "I am a captain. Change course 20 degrees. I am a seaman second class," the reply came. "You had better change course 20 degrees. The captain was furious. He sent back, "I am a battleship. Change course." Back came the signal. "I am a lighthouse. Your call." Hey, when it comes to God's will, it's always best for us to adjust our course to the commandments and will of Christ. And we must do that daily.